but he can't. This nigga got a pussy in his pants.
I don't wanna hear I'm picking on this nigga again. I know the first day we met, we could never be friends. Cause you a motherfucker, bitch, you a clown ass nigga. The type of being fat, cause love be supernatural. Captain Kyle ass nigga, your whole life is fake. You know I'm Aubrey in the flesh, that ain't Kyle, you drink. You been wanting to be a rapper, but that shit was whack. Jackson songs that didn't work, so you had to act. Nigga, lonely ass nigga, coaching ass nigga, you ain't black, you a fucking
right now, you're locked into another episode of The Kitchen. Right now, I got one of the hottest artists in Texas sitting next to me, Sauce Walker. What's up, Sauce?
What's up? I got the splash and the dope. I don't sell narcotics no more. I like them white, black or green, long as the whole pay, it don't matter to me. I got the splash and the dope. I don't sell narcotics no more. I like them white, black or green, long as the bitch know that she gotta pay the pee. Yeah, I'm pimping, Southside tripping, straight from South Park, Martin Luther King business. I seen Corey Blank.
Definitely the hottest artist in Texas.
Shit, the hottest artist.
I thought Buddy was gonna say one of the hottest artists in the game. Definitely the hottest artist in Texas, probably the South.
Hey, what's good, bro?
Yeah, it's the kid that did, man.
Shit, you had Fort Worth jumping tonight, man. How you feel about the funk?
Oh, man, you know it ain't nothing but love, man. Shout salute to Funky Town, man. You already know if the whole DF Dub, you know what I'm saying, the whole goddamn Dallas, the Cliff, shout out to Stop Six, you know what I'm saying? All my gangsters out in Stop Six, all the B-Dogs in Stop Six. I'm Fort Worth, Funky Time, you know, East Side. Shout out to the South, the East Side Gorillas out here.
Shit, who you really funky be fucking time with in the funk right now?
Who I fuck with in the funk? I just told you, I fuck with Stop Six and I fuck with the East Side.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's what fuck with me, so that's why I fuck with in Funky Time.
All right, let's get to your music shit, bro. So, really, how did the Sauce Twins, Sauce Origin, Sauce Moving get started?
I mean, you know, we was born in the Nasswan, and you know what I'm saying, the Sauce Movement started from the South Twins. That's me and my brother, my twin, actually, Sancho Saucy. And it's just like a lifestyle and a way of living and a way of understanding that we gathered and created from the roots of Houston, Texas, and just being from Texas, period. Just the swag from the whole little swag movement from Dallas, and, you know, just the flavor, the colors, all of that, the whole screwed up, slowed down movement, you know what I'm saying, from Houston and the cars, the women, the jewelry, you know what I'm saying, the flavor that Houston also had as well, you know what I'm saying, and we just put a pistol on the swag, we kill swag and then in the sauce, but it's much deeper than a word or a style, you know what I'm saying, it's become a religion and a way of living for people, okay. So, you know what I'm saying.
I feel you.
It started from just believing and achieving. That's where it started from.
Okay, I figured there. All right, man, you just dropped this. I'm sorry for the Sauce mixtape. How you feel about the response for that right now?
Man, the response, I'm sorry for the Sauce too. It's been catastrophic. I mean, everybody loving it all over the world, all over the globe. We getting hectic response from all different interviews. You know, the Sorry for the Sauce mixtape is like a freestyle dedication I do just to hip-hop itself when I really... People don't class, you know, put me in the class as a hip-hop, like a rapping type artist because I'm not a rapper.
Yeah.
And also because I don't do the rappity rap style music where it be mostly lyric-driven type of rap music. So when I do the Sorry for the Sauce mixtape, it just shows the level of talent and it just shows that we do have the lyrical ability and the talent to go over to the other side and showcase. We got boys like people from New York or people from all over the United States just being respected for having lyrics. So, Sorry for the Sauce is that's a series that I have for my fans to take a more serious look into the South and the detail of the lifestyle and the way we live person to just the sauced up music and in a regular, like the club music and the feel good music. Sorry for the South is more detailed and more about the wordplay and what I'm really seeing.
Yeah.
And painting pictures of situations that people can live to and relate to.
Okay. And that really kind of is going to go into my next question. How do you really see, I heard you refer to yourself and artists as gods. Like, how do you link that to artistry like that?
I mean, because the reason why, like, people call us gods and we accepted that title is because, like, our music and our lifestyle and the knowledge, you see, and our music is knowledge in it. You feel, it's scriptures in it. It's things, it's fruits that you can gain to add on to your life, just like the basic instructions that you get out the Bible that you can actually use and incorporate in your everyday living. And that's why people call the Soul Twins and call us God, because we like really be blessing people with our music and our lifestyle and our understanding. Also, with just giving out, just giving away. We really give. We give to people. We give blessings to the hood. We give blessings to friends, family, and people that we don't know, because we just feel like when you have that purity of yourself to just give everything that you receive and not want nothing in return and just do it because that's what you feel like your purpose is. It's godliness, you know what I'm saying? The people respect us and adore us and love us for that, you know what I'm saying? So, and then like we just walk around one day just say, oh, nigga, I'm a God, I'm Jesus. Nah, niggas start blessing the world and blessing people and they received it like that. And we said it in our songs and they received it and felt it like that. So people really pray to this sauce shit. Sauce is like really became a religion for some people. And it's like that for us too. I'm all a sauce girl. All
right. Last question, I'm about to wrap it up. I just seen you, we're in studio with Meek. Well, what can we see next from with you and Meek? Hoo-wee.
Yeah, man, just stay tuned, man. Just watch, just keep your eyes open and keep hoping, man, and the sauce will deliver. Yeah.
This ain't no movement, nigga. The sauce is a way of life, nigga. Sauce and lifestyle, nigga. Stand down to the sauce situation, nigga. I'm dripping it all up the flash. King sauce with it all up the flash.
Fuck a plastic bag, I'm pippin' on the strand. I don't love the hoe. Fuck a Pablo, fuck a Jordan blow. Chopper on the floor. At the button,
don't smoke. You go. It's another episode of The Kitchen. You like to the soup with Sauce Walker. Let's go. Ooh-wee.
Last 4 work sessions. Benzo Delicious. Drip.